Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. For those that try to catch this live first thing in the morning, I apologize for the delayed start. I'm doing a little family transportation for the next couple weeks, and so the timing will, be kind of up in the air. But I'll try to do a broadcast each day as early as possible, relatively so, and get it out on the podcast channels and Facebook to share that we can learn and grow together. So, but continue praying for my family, my wife, the cast on yesterday for an Achilles tear, and praying that it heals and that this time of immobilization of the cast is a good thing for the Achilles and is tolerable for the rest of us. But anyhow, talking and praying this week about living that new life, about those who have died with Christ will surely rise with Christ. And it's not just being raised at the last day, the day of judgment. It's being raised to a new life as we live now. And that's where we're going to focus in today, is on our need, our command of God to rise to a new life. And a little bit of what that means, but a little bit also of what we're supposed to be doing with that. Acts chapter 5, verse 20 says, "Go, stand in the temple courts," he said, "and tell the people the full message of this new life." Some of the apostles had been arrested and imprisoned, and an angel comes and says, "All right, time to get out of here. Go and stand in the temple courts. Go back to those people that were upset with you. Go back to those religious leaders. Go back to the people of God who, well, they need some truth. And tell them the full message of this new life in Christ." We discover that eventually, as the apostles went and told the full message of the life in Christ, that the people who were opposed to them took note. In fact, their comment was not positive from their perspective, but it was that these men are turning the world upside down. And it says, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. The product of rising to a new life and telling the full message of the good news of Jesus is the world gets turned upside down. The downside is when we don't tell the full message, when we don't rise to that new life, the world gets flipped back to where it was. And I don't know about you, but I think there's definite evidence that the full news of the risen Lord is not being heard. All of the work of the world being turned upside down by those proclaiming Jesus, it seems to be, being flipped upside down. We're back to where it was. You think of this country that I live in, and so much of the goodness that exist was established by believers, from hospitals to systems of education to justice reform, and on it goes. And as people have become more dependent upon themselves and less dependent upon God, the news that is being shared is, "Look what I did." And all of a sudden, we have institutions that don't have any idea of who God is. In fact, they may be anti-God. And our responsibility as individuals is to stand in the places of opposition and not in a confrontational way, but proclaiming the full message of this risen life. Obviously, this past weekend with Resurrection Sunday, Easter weekend, there's a lot of opportunity to proclaim Christ is risen. Saw a lot of that on Facebook. Saw a lot of that in all kinds of media outlets. It's okay for a weekend to proclaim that. But what about today? What about tomorrow? What about next week? On your social media, in your workplace, at your school? Is it still okay for you to say Christ is risen, not just with your words, but with the way that you live? You see, this new life is not a once a year thing. It's a new life. And as I told people Sunday here at Deer Run, we do celebrate the resurrection of Jesus on Easter weekend, but we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus every weekend. We ought to be celebrating it every day. This full message of Jesus, of a new life, a life that isn't what it was and doesn't have to be what it is. We continually grow and improve and become more and more like Jesus. And it's as we tell people with our life that our words begin to make sense. Jesus was often criticized for dining with sinners and tax collectors, for touching the untouchables, for caring for infants and children, for being involved in the lives of people that, well, frankly, had little to no influence in society. And yet he made it clear that those sinners and tax collectors needed help. They needed to become not sinners. Tax collectors, he would say, be fair with people. Most of them had a reputation for cheating. It's how they made a living. He wasn't dining with them to tell them that everything that they were doing was okay. He was dining with them to tell them, I love you. Let's do better. And this new life that we have in Christ, the full message of the life that we have, ought to be expressed to people by simply saying with our words and our actions, I love you. Let's do better. And we do better when we become more and more like Christ. We do better when we surrender to His Lordship. We do better when He's in charge. I don't know if you caught the context of the verse I read out of Acts, of these apostles being told to go stand in the temple courts and proclaim the full message of this new life in Christ. This instruction was given to them by an angel, the messenger of God, that says, this is what I want you to do. I think that message still applies to us. To stand in our workplace, in our schools, in our neighborhoods, in our homes, and proclaim with our words and with our actions a new life that I've risen to in Christ, that I keep growing in. And as we live this risen life, we make Jesus known by sharing that life with others. Just spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us, Your love has given us all that we need in order to have life and life to the full. Oh, not necessarily the life that we dreamt of or want, but the life that we need, eternal life. So God, as we rise to this new life, may we be diligent about proclaiming it by the way we live, by the way we speak, wherever we're at. May it be obvious to people that the life we now live is not the life we once had, and that we're growing and that we're becoming more like Christ. And Father, as we proclaim that life, may one of the methods that we use to do that be the method of Jesus, where we're able to sit with people and simply say, I love you, let's do better. And we help them to grow even as your Spirit helps us to grow. And as they come to you, then your Spirit helps them to grow. And so God, today, as we live life, may we lift up Jesus. May everything about what we do be a part of proclaiming this new life in Christ. And Father, as we proclaim this full message, may many be drawn to Jesus. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.